Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios by Fern Glass Boyd, the artistic director and one of the founding members of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. Welcome once again.
Thanks, Michael.
Nice to talk with you. We're talking about the big season finale concert, which will be held tonight. It's been an incredibly busy few weeks in Montana with classical music events. Of course, all the symphony orchestras having their big finales. You are closing this wonderful weekend of music around Montana with another great show of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. Players from all over Montana coming together to do four concerts a year, right?
Indeed. We get, you know, the best professional players in the state and the region to come together and present these concerts for our Missoula audiences.
So you also have a mission, I know, to develop young talent and to have youth featured as part of your seasons with some regularity. You also bring in some wonderful guest artists, and you have a violinist in town to perform this evening.
We don't present guest artists for every concert, so this is special. We wanted to save, you hate to say, the best for last because there's been so many high points this season, but Adele Anthony is one of our most extraordinary artists that we've had the privilege of bringing into Missoula. She has played in Montana before, but this is the first time that she soloed with the String Orchestra of the Rockies. She was the international winner of the Carl Nielsen competition some years ago. She's concertized all over the world. She appears regularly with her husband, violinist Gil Shaham, and she's also released many outstanding recordings of her playing. So we just couldn't be more delighted to welcome Adele to Missoula. This is her first appearance in Missoula, though she's been in other Montana cities. And I brought her in specially to perform this work because the Eric Oasen Concerto is a contemporary piece by an American composer. Eric was a classmate of mine at Eastman School of Music when we were students 100 years ago. Just kidding. And Adele is the only violinist to have recorded this work. She recorded it with the Sejong soloists. And when I heard her recording, I just thought, we've got to have this piece. The Missoula audiences will love this work. And I just couldn't think of anyone better than to get the person who actually recorded it some years ago. And she said yes. So here she is. That's and we wonderful. Get to hear this wonderful work brought to life by Adele Anthony.
And she hails from Australia originally, right?
She does.
And lives where now? Are they in?
She lives in New York actually, yeah. With her husband and family. But she was born in Tasmania, and she's an Australian citizen, and she is just absolutely lovely and sensational. She's really one of the extraordinary talents, I think, of her generation.
It's interesting to hear you talk about the Eric Oasen piece. It sounds like, in some ways, this is really interesting because the piece of music kind of drove the direction of this guest artist and of the idea of doing this piece.
It did, absolutely. Usually I think of a guest artist that we really want to share with Montana. And this was very musically driven. My decision to ask Adele was because of the piece that I really wanted to present in this concert. And it just seemed like a logical thing and a natural thing to ask Adele, of course, to bring it. She plays it so incredibly beautifully.
Well, I'm sure people are not that familiar with the work. Talk a little bit about it. It's in three movements, I noticed.
And, right.
I've actually heard the piece. It's beautiful.
It is. It's a really very charming work. It's one of those works you think, oh, contemporary music? Not my cup of tea. Yeah, this piece is your cup of tea. It's Americana. It's full of folk tunes and beautiful melodies, kind of driving, energetic rhythms. He's kind of like Aaron Copland Redux, you know, kind of his own harmonic language, but with a lot of sort of American themed rhythms and jagged intervals and things like that in a very tonal landscape. It starts with a very energetic first movement. It moves to a soulful middle movement. Adele plays it so beautifully. And then the last movement just is a kick in the pants. It's just a great piece.
We're talking about the String Orchestra of the Rockies finale concert. It's tonight, the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana campus. The show is at 7:30. Doors open at 6:45. Best way to get tickets today would probably be at the door.
Yes.
At 6:45.
Absolutely.
So did Did you then build the program around this work for tonight? Talk about the show.
Absolutely. The Awaizen will be right after intermission, and it's sort of the heart of the program. But on the first half, we sort of are going to sample lots of different styles and have a little acknowledgement of Adele's roots. I brought in a piece that we've never played before, a piece by Australian composer Peter Sculthorpe. He wrote incidental music to three film scores. And this Suite for Strings by Peter Sculthorpe are sections from the three different scores from these three films that he provided the music for. It's just enchanting, and it's kind of a tip to Adele's heritage. I just wanted to bring that connection in because of her. We're also going to present a wonderful Handel Baroque Concerto. We haven't played much Baroque music this season, so we're going to bring on the harpsichord and get our Baroque dancing shoes on and do a wonderful Baroque Concerto Grosso. And we're also doing an early classical symphony by Stamitz, a little Mannheim Rocket Symphony. So we're going to sample lots of different styles in this concert. And after intermission, of course, we'll bring on Adele, and she'll present the Awaizen with us. And then after that, we're going to finish with one of my favorite works for string orchestra by Gustav Holst, called the St. Paul Suite. It's a work that we've played before, but we haven't revisited for a number of years. And the best part is that Adele is going to join us on it. She will lead us through the Holst and play the violin solos in the work, and we'll finish the season off with a bang.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I think the other thing that I'm always intrigued by with your concerts is you're obviously pulling from different repertoire with this ensemble, with this size group and string orchestra repertoire that you don't get to hear that often. But there's music across the centuries written perfectly for this size group, right?
Precisely. I mean, if we were wind instruments, we'd be a little bit more limited that way. String instruments have a 4-century history and growing. And so we really are able to sample great masterworks from every century since string playing began in Western culture. And it's a rich heritage.
And to hear it in this smaller ensemble is just a unique opportunity. We're talking about the String Orchestra of the Rockies. The concert is this evening. It's at the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana Missoula campus. Tickets will be available at the door. Doors open at 6:45. The concert is at 7:30 p.m. Once again, featuring a violinist from Australia, Adele Anthony, here in Missoula. Thank you, Fern.
Thanks, Michael.